The joy about doing voices is no one can tell which one of us says it.
Yeah, his northern accent's uncanny. What do you mean?
Hey up. Hey up, love. Have you been to B&M? Is that shop? Is that what it's called? I'm sorry. Oh, hijink, really. How I would describe this as a hijink. Born ready. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never got enjoyed that joke. I've never. Every day, I voice every day.
Hello, and welcome to Sometimes Video Games.
I'm ready!
I realized that I didn't mute the desktop sound, so actually, when we were live, people could hear you.
Oh, okay. I quite like the lack of certainty in your voice.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Is anybody that? Maybe? I don't know. Hi, and welcome to Sometimes Video Games. Nobody's here. I'm here twice. welcome to Sometimes Video Games. I'm Adam. And as per usual, I am joined by the lovely but slightly cold Charlie the Conqueror.
I am freezing, man. It's so cold. All of a sudden.
All of a sudden's a bit of a...
Well, yeah, of course, not all of a sudden, but, like, it felt all of a sudden in my life.
Mm.
It didn't feel like something that was happening until right now, where I've gone into ultra-cold mode, you know?
Ultra-cold?
Yeah, I'm not here for it.
That's not good.
That usually means you should sleep.
Does it?
That's something, well, I mean...
Oh, no, that is true. Because I've had that as well, like...
What, when you're cold, you go to sleep?
When I've stayed awake for, like, long periods of time, like, there's times where I sleep, where I don't sleep for, like, a day because I'm doing work or whatever, and I just get consumed by it, and I just go, go, go. And literally, almost on the dot, every single time after I've been awake for 22 hours, almost on the dot, I start shivering like mad.
Really?
And my body just begins to shut down. Yeah, I feel it. It's really weird.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it really makes me aware that what I'm doing is a bad idea.
Shit. I mean, that's... But, I mean...
That's how you could be really sick.
Yeah, but no, you can normally be cold as well. You can normally be cold as well. Like, being cold is a thing
I
that happens.
I could be, but I think we're all aware that I'm just deeply...
You do deeply not sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also fair, I guess.
Even today, I'm on about 4 hours, so...
Oh Jesus, that's not good.
It's not great.
It's not good. It's not good, my friend.
It's not great.
I'm also joined by Louis Birtwistle. How are you today? Is that the answer?
Yes. Didn't need any more context.
Well, no, I guess not.
I'm doing all right. I'm surviving.
Good.
I am not dead.
That's a positive. Did you enjoy your cheesy football?
Nah, they were a bit horrible.
They're not the best. Have you seen? So, Charlie, you may not have noticed. May not have been watching. But last time, on the last stream we did, which was Sam and Max Beyond Time and Space, Louis had some sort of food review for us, and he got some Gatorade, which we had no idea existed in this country.
Yeah.
And some cheesy footballs. KP cheesy footballs.
Okay. Now, are you talking about, are they solid cheese or are they like a cheese puff?
Oh, well. Well, Louis, explain what a cheesy football is.
A cheesy football?
Mm.
Tell you what a cheesy football is, right? It is like this fake cheese in the middle of like a wafer football. Not like it's not like a crisp. It's a wafer.
It's a wafer and football with like, you know, like the spray cheese that you can, that Americans have.
Like, that's
in
that
the
sounds deeply weird to me. Yeah. I don't know if I trust this.
No.
I don't know if I trust this.
Go on, though.
The wafer doesn't work. It just doesn't work with it. If it was like a crisp, then I reckon it'd be all right.
Mm.
But it's not. They choose to use a wafer, and I don't get it. Like, it's horrible. Actually horrible. I ate them because I bought, just for the sake of eating them, because I bought them.
Yeah. You don't want to waste them. But and the Gatorade you said tasted of nothing.
Yeah. Actually, I have another bottle of it right here. It's grown on me a little bit.
You like the taste? Is it like water? Slightly. I assume it's fizzy, right? I don't actually ask if it was fizzy, but is it?
Oh, it's not fizzy. It's like an isotonic drink.
Oh, so yeah, like a sports drink sort of thing. But
most
of the sports drinks that I've ever drunken have tasted of things.
Yeah.
Have you got COVID? Is that what's happening?
So what's happening?
No, it's because it's just the flavor is really weak.
Mm. It's surprising because I hear about Gatorade all the time in American shows, and it seems like the big thing. Maybe not the big thing over there, but like it seems like a big thing at the very least in terms of things that people drink.
I thought Gatorade and Lucozade were the same brand.
Yeah, we mentioned this. We both thought Gatorade and Lucozade were sort of either the same thing or the same brand or something like really? That. I don't know. Yeah, well, I
just assumed it was like a different name because of how similar they sound.
Oh, like Lay's and Walkers.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Mm.
But it's not. They're completely different entities.
Mm.
What about Lay's and Walkers? I've been watching this this thing on YouTube. I think it's called Food Wars. I'm not sure what the channel is. I think it's called Food Insider or something. But they get like a whole range of an item of food products, so like for example Walkers or Lay's, and compare like the UK version with the US version of that sort of thing, or like fast food like McDonald's, like everything on the menu at McDonald's or whatever, and it's super interesting hearing why Walkers and Lay's are different. Like they're different because I think in the UK they were both basically two different companies, but I think it was like the 1920s or something. Frito-Lay, which is the company who owns Lay's, bought Walkers in the UK and then just decided to not change the name because obviously brand loyalty to Walkers, right? But I guess it just
stayed. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm. So like back in the 1920s, they were like, screw it, let's just buy Walkers or whatever.
Mm.
And then the branding remained. I find that genuinely really interesting. All these American companies just buying stuff. It's weird.
I mean,
yeah.
Capitalism, isn't
it? We were talking about Coca-Cola. It was Coca-Cola that I was watching was the last one. And you know the big Coke's got cocaine in it shit.
Yes.
Or used to anyway, not anymore. It's a really fun argument because Coca-Cola are like, Coca-Cola has never had cocaine in it, not once, not ever, which is technically true, but it does contain extracts of coca leaf, which is where cocaine comes from.
But it does have mass amounts of
ecstasy, yes.
And you're like, oh, okay.
But it does have sort of got
it's
cocaine
probably,
in it.
You sound like you've had some ecstasy right now, my guy.
Oh.
I wish. That'd maybe make me more awake.
Maybe. It does have bits of cocaine in it, and apparently a drug law, like a United Nations drug law, was changed about the export of coca leaf specifically just for Coca-Cola. Like, so Coca-Cola is the only company, like, in the world or that can export and import coca leaf.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's such a weird and nonsensical. You're just like, I don't know. I guess we could just.
Wow, we are truly like ruled by selfish people. It is insane.
It is a bit.
Like, they will change laws For the benefit of companies.
For Coca-Cola specifically, which is like one of the biggest companies in the world, right?
Yeah, but did Coca-Cola have a party during Christmas? That's the real question you need to ask yourself.
I don't know, maybe.
I like how... What was he called? Simon, the guy who Boris put in charge of the investigation to see where they brought the rules.
Simon.
Is he called Simon?
I think he's called Simon.
What is it? What's he in charge of? The investigation for Christmas parties?
He was who Boris put to like investigate whether like what rules were broken and stuff. And turns out he went to the Christmas party himself.
His name's Simon Case.
And it's more just the idea of, you know, Simon. Oh yeah, Simon. Yeah.
There's a lot of this stuff. So I mean, it says he's a top civil servant as well. Like, but there was a lot of it came out. There was a different Christmas party with all the DWP involved, with one of the with an MP as well. And I was like, oh fuck me, man, come on.
And the thing is, this is why I think so. Part of me's been really frustrated. I will get into politics real early.
It's fine.
Part of me's been really frustrated about the whole situation for many reasons, obviously. Of the fact that I don't feel like Labour are capitalising enough on it.
No.
And I feel like part of that, you could look at the by-election results that came in and see how badly Labour did compared to the others and be like...
To be fair, though, a lot of that is not necessarily true, because a lot of Labour fans supported, for example, the Liberal Democrats, knowing that the Liberal Democrats would get in.
I don't disagree with you, but if you're winning a town at 60% Brexit and you're a Lib Dem...
Yeah.
And Labour lost 10% of the vote in that.
There's
problems. I'm not saying that's the sole reason. I'm just saying you could use it as...
They could capitalise much better than what they are, yeah.
But I do think they don't capitalise on it, because there's a lot more that we don't know about. And I'm guaranteed... Because the thing is, I think... Did we have this conversation? We might have had it on the podcast last week or something.
I know we were talking about Christmas parties on the podcast last week.
I feel like we had this conversation, but I know people who did that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like... I guarantee Labour have done it. So it's frustrating. Oh, yeah. So like the idea of the guy who got fucking asked to be the guy to investigate it had one. As insane as that is, and it is completely and utterly mad. Yeah, they probably all did.
They probably did. There was it was in PMQs, Prime Minister's Questions, for those that don't know, which is a weekly thing on Wednesdays where basically everyone comes into the Houses of Parliament to ask the Prime Minister questions. Usually of which are either... Well, they're all terrible questions, but whatever, we'll leave that aside.
They are atrocious, usually.
So Keir Starmer
You can boil it down to two things. Anyone who isn't a Conservative...
Yes.
...will go, doesn't the Prime Minister think it's fucking bullshit that this thing has happened?
Yeah.
And then anyone who is a Conservative goes... Does the Prime Minister want to congratulate us on this thing that's happened? Yeah. A lot of the time, there's not actual questions. It's just...
Does the Prime Minister agree that I'm right? Which is a lot of...
Like fucking coated in nonsense.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a good idea in principle, but that's really...
Yeah. Well, the upsetting thing is like, the current state of affairs is that Boris Johnson could just shoot somebody in cold blood in the middle of the street, and Keir Starmer still couldn't pull any more Labour voters.
Probably. So the point I was going to make is that Keir Starmer tries to make the point in PMQs about the Christmas parties and about how Boris Johnson can't be trusted or whatever, and then Boris Johnson sort of like laughs it off, which is what he's normally like there to do. But then he retorts with, "says the man quaffing alcohol," like says the man pictured quaffing alcohol at a pub at the same time, and it's like it's not a fair point, but then it also is like it's very much like, who are you to criticize me for doing the same things that you did. And that's why like Labour and Keir Starmer cannot capitalize on the number 10 Christmas parties thing, is because they did it as well.
Yeah.
And like it's only a matter of time before that all comes out and everyone just goes, well, they're hypocrites for doing that, and then they get the ire instead of Boris. Because Boris is really good at doing that. Like, if you need to give Boris credit for something, it's for scapegoating and avoiding all attention whatsoever. Like, avoiding all criticism or just ignoring it, simply.
I don't think Boris Johnson really needs to do much work on that front. I feel like a lot of the work on that front's done for him.
Well, just ignoring things. I don't know. Yeah, it's I don't know.
I mean,
it's a pain in the ass.
I mean, Boris doesn't really need to tear into Labour when it does it to itself.
I mean, that's also a fair point. There's so much Labour infighting. I don't know whether it's just that it's more public, Labour infighting, but there is a lot of Labour infighting. Again, I'm not sure whether it's just that it's more publicly known about, because I'm sure there's a lot of Conservative infighting. I'm sure there's a lot of Lib Dem infighting. I know there's been a bit of Green infighting about the whole trans issues, because there's some who fucking, you know.
Oh, wrong. Yeah.
I don't know if there's much UKIP Brexit Party infighting, though. Maybe they're all on the same page. I don't know.
I think there probably is. It's just we don't fucking care.
I mean, that's true. I don't care.
I mean, there was a huge bit of infighting because the Brexit Party exists, right?
No, that wasn't just Nigel Farage went, nah, I'm fucking done with this, I'm leaving, and then started his own party.
But that's all the fucking thing that matters about that party.
You want to get... Nigel Farage... Oh, well, not Nigel Farage. So the Brexit Party, UKIP, were like, oh, you know what? I'd love to kill a bunch of minorities. And they're like, yep, I agree with that. Yep, I support that.
That's great if someone's just joined on the phrase, I'd like to kill.
I mean,
it's this podcast. What do you expect? It's a pain in the ass. I saw something hilarious, like an hour ago that I ended up retweeting. And it's like a rapper of some kind. He's like I guess he might be like a grime MC. Let me try and find the video.
Maybe the most boomer thing you've ever said in your life.
Because he's fucking shit is what I mean by
it's
that.
He's a grime MC, bro.
No. He's probably not.
Is it Lil T?
It's a song with Piers Corbin.
Is it Soph Aspen?
No, I know all of those children. Who are now adults. They were children when I first heard of them, I'm sure. He's called Ramis. I'm not a loser. I don't want the boost.
Right?
I don't know when the whole black
No, I think thinking about it, right, so he was 12. So Lil T was 12.
I know Lil T's an adult now, right?
And that was 20. That was like 2016. So he'll be 17 years old.
Let's have a look. It doesn't
well,
actually.
If we're going off maths, then yeah, he'll be 17.
Fair enough. He doesn't have a Wikipedia page, so I can't check his age. He looks
Wikipediaing Lil T already.
I just wanted to see how old he was. That's it. Anyway, it's a song with Piers Corbin. I'm sure you heard the last number one hit from Piers Corbin about how wearing a mask is about the same as trying to keep a fart in your trousers.
I thankfully avoid the realms of Twitter that you deep dive into most of the
time. It's just appears on shit. This is Don't Tech It by Ramis featuring Piers Corbin. Soundtrack and anthem. About I don't want De Booster. He's in like a really sort of... He's sort of like reggae. I assume he's like reggaeing it up there. And Piers Corbin's like actually imitating everything this man says.
I love the fact you've gone from the most boomer thing to the most white thing you've ever said in your life. He's reggaeing it up.
I'm trying to.
Don't worry. I'm taking a mic. But I love the fact that he skips from one to the other. It's quite beautiful.
I'm trying to inoffensively suggest sort of describe what he sounds like without putting on a fucking racist accent myself and just going, yeah, this is what he says.
Sure.
So, but you know, it's cute. It's Piers Corbin and this dude called Ramis in, I assume, someplace in London, having a rap battle about not wearing, not having fucking the booster.
Sure.
Which is, I mean, it's something, right?
What a weird Donny he is.
there's a shot in this little video of this child, and this child looks like he's seen some shit. He's just like, you know, there's the gif of like the little girl who's looking at the camera like, oh my god, what the fuck have I just seen?
You'd have to give me more than that. I'm sure I would know it if I saw it.
Yeah, you'd see it when you saw it. It's just a little girl looking at the camera. That's like all the meme gif is. I don't know. Whatever. It's funny. People are hilarious. People are bad.
There we go. I'm very angry. My Civ game crashed after I took Civ the Zulu's first city. I'm very angry.
You took the Zulu's first city?
Yeah.
That's pretty good though, right?
Oh yeah, they're downfalling, but the fact my game crashed and I reload the autosave from before I took the first city is very angry to me anyway. Anyway, did we all see this Stalker 2 NFT nonsense? Because I thought that was the deepest, that was just hilarious.
I did. Did you see the response from the developers of Rain on Your Parade?
No.
they released an image. Let me just search. So Rain on Your Parade. They released an image announcing an NFT. And then immediately... in the same post, cancelling that NFT. And then underneath saying, this wasn't a marketing ploy, I promise. So to cover the story, Stalker 2? I think it's Stalker 2.
Yes.
The developers of Stalker 2 announced that there would be NFTs in the game Stalker 2 when it was to be launched sometime in the future. I know all the facts about this story. And then I think it was a couple of days later they just went,
so we do have some facts.
We do have some
facts. I can't remember what the studio is called because it's one of these people who've only developed a few things, and so it's not like a big name studio. It's a bunch of letters and then
GSC Game World.
There you go. They basically said that they'd be using an NFT trading marketplace thing with block, but it's basically saying, look, we're going to use blockchain technology to basically allow people to trade items in Stalker 2.
They announced that the game will have its own metaverse in quotations. The players can inhabit as a meta human in quotations, an NFT in the form of an NPC. The game will use blockchain technology to let the community own a piece of Stalker 2. That will evolve into a new gaming feature built on top of Stalker 2. This is a story from Eurogamer.net.
Of which the community replied, no.
Yeah.
Not on it. Which is the idea of putting blockchain stuff into games is maybe this no stupid thing in the world, because they already have that capability. Mm. Like, you can't tell me that it does not exist already. Any game who wants to put... who wants to use blockchain technology to track its individual unique items for players to have, blah, 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 blah. You can do that anyway.
Mm.
That's not an issue. Like, I know, I understand the differences. You know, when you have like blockchain stuff, it's basically impossible to, it's impossible to scam out of a system. I get that. But no, you don't need to do that. And so obviously, the players went, getting the bin.
And the guys who GSC Game World wrote, we hear you based on the feedback we've received. We've made a decision to cancel anything NFT related in Stalker 2.
No, so you're missing an important point in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where it gets funny, because this is something that happened with us here. Okay. So my girlfriend, you know, we were talking about it. We didn't really talk about it. We even mentioned it to each other because it was happening on Twitter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she then went and got in the shower.
Okay.
Now,
did that make them change the decision?
So this is how quick all of this happened.
Mm.
That by the time she got out of the shower, these important things have happened. First of all, the developers put out an initial statement, which looked a bit like an apology, but actually didn't say anything. Was basically saying they're still going to do it.
Okay.
Right. So I didn't see that one. Yeah. So this is why I wanted. So they came out and went, blah 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 blah. It was essentially, sorry if you feel that way. One of those kind of things, right? But it wasn't. They're not going to stop doing it. They're not going to do it. It was very much a non reaction. It was just something that was designed to sort of quell the anger in the moment. To which only made more people angry, because that's when it started coming into like stepping out of that world, and I started seeing other people I know talking about it, because they were like, because again, you can't really statement in the wave in the wake of Cyberpunk at this stage, you cannot release a statement on Twitter of a vague sort of background of your game with a bunch of text on the top of it and expect people to react positively to it, because that's just, we're in the wake of Cyberpunk. That's not going to happen for at least another year. And so they put this thing out, not saying basically they're not going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was them going, hey, yeah, we're sorry you feel that way, basically. To which people, again, got more and more angry, to which they then deleted it, then put out another statement, which was significant, because that first one was like paragraphs. Mm. And the next one was much shorter, just going, look, we've heard you, we're removing anything NFT related in Stalker 2. And then said, and the line was, Adam, you might be able to see it, was something along the lines of, whatever the cost is, if you care, we care. Something like that.
That's, they say, the interests of our fans and players are the top priority for the team. We're making this game for you to enjoy, whatever the cost is. Full stop. If you care, we care too.
Which is an insane statement to make for many reasons. What do you mean, whatever the cost is? You just can't put NFTs in there. It's not that deep.
I assume, which is a terrible thing to do, what they're saying here with the whatever the cost is that they were using the whole NFTs idea as a way for them to make additional profit from the game.
I mean, that's what I was.
This is the point. This is, we need that extra income. Which, I mean, they're a small developer, whatever. It's never necessarily the point.
Which I understand, but what I get, but I guess my point I'm making is you can't try to get away with it twice.
No.
And then when the second time it stopped, then go, oh, we care, whatever you want, we care. And it's like, that's not really true.
No. The funniest part of it. If you care, we care too. As in, it's like, if you don't care, then we don't. But if you do care, then we do.
Yeah. But the thing that made me laugh the most about the whole situation, which is very meta compared to all of the stuff we're talking about, which actually matters, is just the fact by the time my girlfriend got back out of the shower, and I mentioned to her, and she went, yeah, it's so stupid. I went, they put out another statement. She went, oh, yeah. And I went, and then they deleted it. And then they put out another statement counseling it all. And she went, what, already? I went, yeah, bro, you've been in the shower a while. Like, it happened. It was in a space of about an hour or something. It was the quickest step down I've seen. And I think it's interesting to talk about, mainly because it's the first step down we've seen,
really. It's the first step down, yeah.
And I think they're in a difficult position because they're not big enough to be able to withstand it.
Mm.
And I wonder how a bigger company would deal with it. But it is the first step down.
Well, I'll tell you how a bigger company would deal with it.
When we're going to see more and more of these major companies get into it. Because obviously, we already see Ubisoft doing it. Yeah. We already see other companies doing it. This is going to just keep happening.
I
wonder what it would take a bigger company to back off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that answer.
There are three stories connected to the Stalker 2 story in Eurogamer that I've just been sort of perusing. The first one is Peter Molyneux's NFT game Legacy has already sold $50 million of quotation marks land. London in quotation marks sells for $900,000, which is the most expensive land plot. So Peter Molyneux's game has already sold the NFTs. Like, it's already made that much money. They cannot back out.
They can back out, but yeah.
Dead by Daylight fans.
But the backlight wasn't. If anything, Peter Molyneux was in the perfect position to do it because people just don't care.
I mean, true. Dead by Daylight, Hellraiser model is an NFT. The new Hellraiser model for Dead by Daylight is an NFT. And, I mean, you know, they should or should not back down from that, but doesn't look like they are going to. Fans of the game are unhappy with the response. They've been posting negative reviews of the game on Steam. Steam has banned all games associated with blockchains and NFT from the platform, so I assume Steam would then ban Dead by Daylight, which, I mean, other platforms haven't done. So Epic obviously won't. Epic said that they stand by NFTs, right?
I don't know what it stands
for. I don't remember. They said something. I don't want to quote them. But I remember them saying sort of somewhat like they were going to not ban games that had NFTs in them. So you can still buy Dead by Daylight anyway. And then the Ubisoft one, which is called Ubisoft Quartz. Yeah, Quartz. It's own Ubisoft, NFT platform. And
Ubisoft is an interesting one because there's so much more of it going on there.
Ubisoft is super interesting, yeah.
For like, And I know I go on about People Make Games a lot, but they made a really interesting video a couple of months ago about basically Ubisoft are funding a whole bunch of stuff to do with cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and the blockchain. And this is just the one that's sort of the first one that's hit the mainstream. There's a whole bunch that already exist that Ubisoft have made that just no one have paid attention to because they're mobile games that haven't hit after NFT's explosion into the popularity, into the public consciousness.
Yeah.
Because like now NFTs are a much bigger conversation than they were 3 months ago, 4 months ago, or whatever. But I find it interesting that they've got a whole bunch and they've just not... No one said anything to him about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I know that all the other big AAA companies, or maybe not all of them, but like a bunch of them are looking in on it as well. I know that EA and Square Enix are the two that have been named that are looking at it specifically. I assume others like Activision Blizzard would be as well. If Activision Blizzard weren't, you know, head over heels with controversy now anyway, they probably would be.
Yeah, and it's probably fair to mention that when you say they're looking into it, they've reacted in public investor calls when asked questions by their investors, are you looking into how to incorporate this stuff into your games?
Sure, yeah,
they've said
yes.
Yeah. I think that's probably
a minor distinction to make. Neither have actually made any NFT progress either. Like, there are no Square Enix games or EA games with NFTs in them so far as of yet that we know. So they may have released a statement or said in passing, whatever, we're somewhat interested in this, but nothing has happened yet. So,
I think it's an important, but important distinction to make that they, when asked by an investor, are you looking into it? They said yes, as opposed to actively putting something out there because there will not be a publisher. And and developers at a top level, there probably isn't a publisher or AAA developer in the world which isn't looking at it or looking into it in some instance. There's a big difference between like researching something and actually going ahead and doing it.
You know? I would say that there's probably one, and that's because I saw a tweet and I thought it was one funny, but two also probably true. I don't think Nintendo are. Because I don't think Nintendo not know what they are, or cares.
Yeah, but they will be. But at the same time, I don't think Nintendo know what the fuck's going on 90% of the time outside of Nintendo. But they will be looking. Someone there will be looking into it.
Maybe.
The way it is. Yeah. But again, there's one thing. It's like I look into Nazi Germany on Wikipedia. That doesn't mean I'm about to start. You know what I mean? Like
I don't know. You were trying to conquer the Zulus before us.
Not trying to. I'm successfully doing that in Civilization 5. Thank you very much. And it's not just them; it's the entire world. But the point is that I think every single company will be looking into it.
Yeah,
to some extent. It's just a case
whether
of
or not they actually pull the trigger, go forward with it, and do something. Yeah. Especially whether or not it's in the case of the Peter Molyneux game, if it's like egregious like that, which is, I mean. Selling for like $50 million worth of NFTs sold in a game I didn't even know existed. Or like...
Yeah, although that's not egregious on Peter Molyneux's behalf.
No,
egregiousness is doing it. The egregiousness is people.
It's not... Yeah, I'm not...
Which is the great irony there, is the guy with the least amount of trust put in him by the gaming public... is the man who's initially made the most of gaming NFT-related content, which is insane.
Because
that game doesn't exist yet, by the way. It's not done. Just so you
know. How do you trust the man with your money? Jesus Christ! Like, I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't trust him to give me a lift to work.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
I'd be like, no, I'm alright, man. I'll get a taxi.
Yeah.
I don't trust him for anything.
I agree. I don't trust Molyneux all that much. That's, I have no reason to. There's a difference between whatever the Peter Molyneux game is done and made so much money than, and the Ubisoft Quartz thing is saying that they're selling what in-game cosmetic items, which is literally just a unique code visibly stamped on your helmet or whatever. Like, there's a difference between that and selling off London for $900K. I think,
but yeah, the answer is someone stupid enough to buy 900k.
I mean, yeah. Like, one's more egregious than the other, I think, but they're still both bad. I don't know.
I think they're both as egregious as each other. It's just one's incredibly stupid. One's more stupid than the other. I think they're both as bad as each other. I think one's just infinitely more dumb.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That is, yeah. I
okay. Like almost like difficult to get your head around stupid, but like
so it's something.
Like, if you were buying Rust on Modern Warfare 2, right? Mm. Like, that's like an iconic, legendary map that exists in the consciousness of everyone. Like, with the best will in the world, this Peter Molyneux game will not be a big deal.
No.
Why in the heck would you buy something from it for that much money?
Can I just say, I found something the other day, because I don't really understand the NFT thing. I don't get it. I don't understand why it exists. But you know all of like the meme YouTube videos and meme images and shit being sold off as NFTs.
Yes.
Here's something that I heard from Callum's Corner stream. I wasn't watching his stream, but I see highlights.
And welcome to Callum's Corner.
And apparently someone approached Callum's Corner for the to make an NFT of the Tic Tac Head video. To make the Tic Tac Head video an NFT to sell it. And he said, fuck off. So,
respect. Hey, what did you do?
So someone was, like, an NFT, whatever, came up to Callum's Corner and said, we want to make your Tic Tac Head video. The one where he's like, you don't know how tall I am. I am 6'5" or whatever. And like, proper raging.
I do not have the head of a sodding tick.
That one. So someone came up to him and said, hey, we want to make this video an NFT. And he just said, nah, fuck off. No. Which, you know.
I mean, taking the word of Callum's Corner is one thing. But obviously, yes. And I think, but I understand NFTs. I think they're stupid as fuck.
What do they do? Why? What are they? I mean, other than a way to...
It's just art. That's all it is. It's just art.
It's not art, though.
It is art. It's art in the same way all art's stupid. It's fucking dumb, but...
other than a way to, like... isn't it a way to, like, fabricate money and shit? Or, like... It's money laundering, isn't it?
No. I mean, it's art in the same way that you buy the Mona Lisa. It's fucking...
You don't buy the Mona Lisa. It's a waste. It's a code that allows you to look at the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, but it's stupid. But it's just digital art. That's all it is.
But you're not buying No, you're not buying the art. You're buying a code that allows you to do the art. But that's what I'm saying.
You're talking to me like I think it's a good idea.
Oh yeah, no.
I equally think going and buying the Mona Lisa would be fucking stupid.
Well, no,
because it's just a shit painting that some dickhead did 100 years ago.
No, but if you like the Mona Lisa,
it's good because she looks like Serene or whatever.
If you like the Mona Lisa, but if you like the fucking dumb
drawing of the goddamn monkey, then yeah, sure. Yeah,
you're
just
not buying that. It's one of those things. You do,
but it's just because it's digital, like anyone else can just copy and fucking paste it. It's dumb, but it exists in the same world. It's the same concept. It's as dumb as it is. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's smart. I think it's maybe the biggest waste of money you could make. I mean, what kind of, like, if you're buying this, you are actively have too much money. Like, it's just wrong. What are you doing? Like, I understand you could be buying it for investment purposes in some sense, but the market is so volatile that I think actually the smarter play is not to buy fucking NFTs, it's to invest in a company or whatever. Mm. But I understand it to some extent, but I still think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
No, you're not. You own a digital certificate of ownership. It's not, you don't, unless, yeah, yeah,
no,
unless
no, no, but that's
the,
it's the same
the
concept. It's the same, no, but it is the same concept. It is categorically the same concept. But it's just because it's digital that it feels so fucking dumb and weird. And it's because it's digital, it is so dumb and weird. Like, it's not something that should really exist. And I find it, this is maybe a deeper point to make, but when you look at the original sort of idea of like what the internet is and what the internet was 5-10 years ago compared to now, where you're having people spend £1 million on a fucking JPEG of a monkey, it's like, well, we've like capitalism gone so far into one swing, one side of it, that it's just fucking mind blowing that that's where this is all led to. But if you're buying that kind of stuff, and I'm not saying that the blockchain or NFTs or anything like that, or even if you want to put it wider into cryptocurrency, I'm not saying that there isn't any sort of future for it or any sort of actual practical use where it could be useful to society. But right now, it's essentially just fucking rampant mad capitalism that makes no sense and is only doing harm. And it's like, apart from the few who are making money from it, and it's...
I think most people are making some money from it, right? Although, no, I wouldn't say most.
There's notable people who are making money.
Yeah, there are notable people making money from it. The people who buy the shit aren't making money from it because if they want to sell it on, for example, it's not worth a fucking penny and no one wants to buy it. I think, not necessarily true, but yeah. I will say I think that I don't think that buying art on its own is like a pointless endeavor. Like, buying art for your own personal use or for your own personal enjoyment, buying a framed picture of the Mona Lisa, I don't think is pointless. I don't particularly like the Mona Lisa. I wouldn't buy the Mona Lisa, but if someone went out and went, "I'm buying the Mona Lisa," I'd be like, why? And they go, because I really love that painting. I'd be like, okay, that's
fine. But it's the same. It's literally the same concept. I'm saying it's stupid because it's like, I think it's a fucking colossal waste of money to buy. Like, we'll keep using the Mona Lisa as an example, even though it's a bit of an extreme example.
But
I think buying the Mona Lisa is a colossal waste of money. But over generations, you might be able to make it back by making it a museum attraction. Shout out to Luke. But like, ultimately, like, I do think it is like a colossal waste of money. But
it's not a waste of money if
you have that money, yeah, I guess.
If you're a multi-millionaire,
but it's the same thing with NFTs. Like, there's no difference if you have the fucking JPEG drawing of the monkey or whatever, and you enjoy
the monkey, right?
Bro, they're spending millions of dollars on it. They do.
Do they?
Now, don't get me wrong. I disagree with them. But then again, I disagree with people who think fucking Marvel Cinematic Universe is the greatest thing that's ever happened to cinematic history.
It's a different argument.
I've seen some people make some horrible NFTs based on the monkey thing.
Yeah, they're not good pictures. They're not nice pictures.
Someone sent me one that was... And honestly, I was horrified looking at it. God. They made the NFT monkey thing into George Floyd, and I'm like, that's...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I've seen that one, that's... yeah, I know.
I hate NFTs, you can get in the bin.
No one can enjoy these monkey art things.
I think that's all... Of course they do, someone does.
Nah, no.
Someone enjoys fucking, like, name the shittiest show you can think of in your mind. Someone enjoys that show.
Sure.
There's a reason it is on television.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I had a conversation earlier on with my girlfriend's brother, who said he didn't like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Okay. I think that's mad, and I'm surprised because he's the sort of person I think would fucking love that show. But it exists. Taste exists. Someone somewhere thinks those fucking monkey drawings bang. And more power to you. If you think they bang, go ahead. Have a grand old time.
Not enough to spend thousands of pounds on.
Personally, right? I think some of them are like, yo, that's kind of... I can see why someone would like that drawing, but I wouldn't spend money on that drawing. I think it's a bit... certainly not to that extent. But like, someone's out here. But again, that's the point. It's just the plaything of the rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's all it really is. It's the same thing with cryptocurrency to some extent, although it's a little bit more accessible. But it's the same thing with stocks. It's the same concept, just fucking expanded into a digital format and in an insane way. It's like, it's the plaything of the rich, you know? They want to buy some fucking monkey drawing. Fine. Go ahead. Waste your money. I don't really give a shit. Like, some people will make money on it. The people who drew the monkey... I know there's that artist called Beeple who's made a shit ton of money from his NFT selling in the initial like wave, like made hundreds of millions of dollars. Congratulations, you do you, right? And the people who buy it, some of them will sell it for profit and they'll make money out of it and everything else is grand. In the same way, the stock market is the dumbest thing that exists in the world, but there's at least some practicality to that. At this point, we're looking at NFTs and we're looking at cryptocurrencies to some extent, although cryptocurrency is, again, just the stock market, but fake, but whatever. Sure, like, yeah. You look at crypto, you look at NFTs and you go, I don't really see the practical use of it right now. I'm sure there is something out there that I don't know about, and I'm sure it will grow into having some sort of practical use. But, like, I understand vaguely what's going on. I just think it's the dumbest fucking shit in the world. Mm. You're wasting your money. And, like, fair enough, if you are a rich person who wants to buy the drawing of the monkey, fine. But when it comes to in-specific games, like Stalker, like any other game that thinks they want to try and do this thing, there is no use for it at all. It is literally just taking advantage of the buzzword NFT in this specific bubble where everyone is talking about it. There's no practical use for it that you can't really do. There's no, like, fucking FIFA Ultimate Team exists.
Yeah.
And EA is out there going, yeah, well, we're thinking about how to do NFTs. And you can see it. You can see the blueprint, right? You make a fucking NFT card in FIFA Ultimate Team of whoever, Kylian Mbappe, and he is quite good, and then you buy him, and then you have that Mbappe, or this is an Mbappe who has a specific haircut and you're the only person who has more. You can see the fucking trajectory of it, right?
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, it sounds evil.
People already own these cards.
Yeah.
They already exist. There's no additional benefit really to putting them on the blockchain, apart from the companies get to make a shit ton more money from it because they get to sell this individual item, and then every time it gets sold, they make fucking profit from it. And this, and like someone goes, oh, I have that Mbappe. And it's like, well, there's nothing useful there, but it exists and it's going to continue to exist. And the fact that you're trying to shove it into your games makes no sense because you just don't need it.
It doesn't serve a purpose for the player in any way, shape, or form, really, does it?
No. And it's the same thing, like it's just an extrapolation of microtransactions, but
It's, I mean, microtransactions.
Company wanting more money.
Mm.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
It's microtransactions, but like
on a bigger
scale. Times, yeah. and with monkey drawings hyping it up.
The fucking monkey
drawings. And so I'm really glad to see a company step down. I'm really, really glad to see back down from it. But like, even if it was under pressure, they made the right decision in the end, and I'm fine with that.
So the idea, the Rain on Your Parade guys saying, doing the funny joke haha post about, here's the NFT, oh wait, we're not doing an NFT, this is a marketing ploy, lol. I saw another tweet about from a developer as well, saying like, we are on the verge of people just doing this as a marketing ploy now, like just announcing NFT and then going, oh no, NFT's like, and it might even be the point that Stalker did do that to some degree, I don't know, but like that's where we're at now, is like, we're announcing an NFT, now we're going to announce that we're cancelling the NFT just to market their game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a well-trodden path of like marketing, of making, doing the thing that you know everyone will be annoyed at, because then everyone will be talking about your thing as free advertising.
Yeah.
Like, that just exists in the world. You can see time after time again. H Mama Guy did a great video on it when he was talking about marketing, that I would recommend everyone go and watch. But yeah, like, it's a thing that exists and people will do it. And people will do it the other way around. There'll be other people who capitalize it in the same way, like the game you just mentioned, where they made a joke out of it for marketing purposes. It's the same thing. People do the same shit. And we'll see how it all plays out in the end. I mean, one engenders some dislike towards your game and will get infinitely more eyes on it, and the other one engenders like towards your game but gets less eyes. It just depends how risky you wanna be with it.
True. It's a weird one.
I'm surprised Steam have said they're against it.
It is surprising, considering
One company who I would have suspected would have maybe not have been like the first out of the gate, but would have at least been like publicly looking into a way to do it sustainably or correctly or whatever. I suspect it would have been Valve. I'm surprised they came out so strongly out of the game.
The guys with the shop that involves trading cards.
No. Just the guys who always try to be on the forefront of technology, you know? They have a VR headset, they have so many other things that they try to do, the controllers, the Steam Deck, they tried their hand at everything. I'm shocked that they haven't gone, all right, we'll see what we can do in this space. And again, I'm 1000% positive that they have. They have 100% have looked into it. I'm just surprised that they publicly came out and said, no, we're not on it.
It was a while ago as well, like just as it was coming up, like in big conversation. So they were obviously aware of it, like before it got big, and were like, hey, this is going to get big. We know people will not be okay with us doing this. Let's not do it.
Yeah.
Like that's clearly their decision on, and I can only hope that a lot of the AAA developers are looking at the backlash. I mean, Ubisoft is probably going to be the one to want to follow in it, but I'm hoping that they look at the backlash and go, okay, people are going to hate us if we do this. Let's not bother. It's not worth the risk because the amount of money that we can make off it is minuscule or inconsequential compared to the amount of people we'd piss off. I can only hope that that's the conclusion that a lot of these big companies come to, you know?
Well, I don't know. I still think even in the end, they stand to gain a lot more.
From just using...
Than they could lose.
Yeah, potentially.
Because, the general public are terrible at voting with their wallets, and, you know, this has been proven many occasions.
Yes.
Whenever you put something in front of us and other people are like, this is a bad thing, it's exploiting us, it's like, people just buy it anyway. They don't care.
I think that's what they'll pay more attention to. Don't get me wrong, I think it'll be noted down what's happened, but I think Louis bang on. I think they'll pay more attention on is the idea of, like, what's the outcome of that? Like, how much money does someone who actually goes for it makes? And I think just as many of them
will... in this shit as well. Ubisoft, for example, like people love Ubisoft. If Ubisoft, I think it's the Ghost Recon game, right? Ghost Recon's a big name. Ghost Recon putting NFTs in it. People aren't going to stop playing Ghost Recon. They're going to continue playing Ghost Recon, whether or not they are engaging with the NFTs in any meaningful way is up to them. And then Ubisoft are going to come up and go, well, the backlash is heard but not seen in figures. So it's been a success, right?
Yeah, again, I doubt they'll say it out loud, but yes.
No, they won't say
it out loud. I think just as many of them will note down what happens with Peter Molyneux's game as they will note what happened with Stalker 2. If anything, they'll probably be more likely. We'll get a bunch of free publishing. We'll get 50 million out of it.
Yeah.
Fucking... let's go.
No marketing is bad marketing. It's sad, isn't it, at the end of the day.
It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying to see because it's... But again, it's just one of those things you don't have control over, you know?
No, we'll never. Unless we create our own game company, which we won't.
And I can't be arsed doing that. That sounds like effort.
You don't want to make a game at one point in time?
No. Twine is the extent of maybe what I'd go with because that seems achievable.
What was that, sorry?
Twine game seems make achievable.
Puzzle platformer. Make a little Charlie puzzle platformer.
Nah, that's effort, bro. That's it. Like, I'm watching the fucking Game Maker's Toolkit. He's making a game at the moment. It just seems like effort. I can't be asked to learn to code. Do you know what I mean? I'm not smart enough for that.
Sure. I disagree. I think you are smart enough for that.
I'll take it, but I disagree, but I'll take it.
I'm not going to say I think you're not lazy. Like I think you're definitely lazy enough to not want to make a video game.
But... I'm not going to say you're not lazy. Thank you.
I think you're smart enough to learn how to code if you wanted to.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Do you want to make a game?
I've always wanted to make a game.
What's your game?
I don't know. I remember.
I want the full mechanics, right? I want everything right now. I want the story start to finish. I want every mechanic. I want names of every character and every piece of dialogue. And I want the song that's going to be played over the end credits.
Cool. The last game I came up with in my mind that I wanted to make was it was like a JRPG fused with a rhythm action game, and it was going to be set in sort of Britain, but the like all the sort of visuals would be spray painted, sort of like graffiti style visuals.
Okay.
I wasn't entirely certain how I assumed that the combat would be based sort of around again rhythm action stuff, but like kind of like the Mario games as well. Like you press buttons in time with things to avoid and to do attacks, sort of a bit like Undertale as well in how it you dodge attacks and stuff. Soundtrack would all be incredibly modern, up to date stuff, and the story would focus around only a sort of diverse cast of people. I think the thing that I was like, well, we could have sort of lots of different characters from different backgrounds and stuff like that in there. I don't know. I don't know the story particularly. That was the last kind of game that I was thinking of. I was like, you know what? This would be a cool game. Inspired by, you know, my love for stuff like Persona, but also my love for stuff like rhythm action games and music and like current thoughts of like current day culture and stuff like that. And have a whole big diversity push with it as well. I don't know.
That was the other big thing that happened this week. The other thing that banged on Twitter
was the
thing with what's the game called? It's the game I can never remember the name of. Square Enix's new one.
I know what you mean. Forspoken? About yes. the hippity hoppity walk.
Yes, she runs very hip-hoppy.
She runs hip-hoppy, and that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Who was doing PR? Just stop. And don't get me wrong. I understand you can't stop people sometimes when they're saying stuff.
I understand what he means by that as well. Like, we all know what he means. It means that she walks with a bit of a swagger. She walks with a bit of a... like a confidence and stuff like that, but you don't say hip hoppy, you just don't. Like you can say she walks with a bit of a swagger. Like we've designed this character to walk with a bit of a swagger. She's a confident person, you know, etc. etc. You expand it like that. You don't just go, she walks like she's in a hip hop music video.
Well, that was the other one they said, was that she was very angry.
Yes, she's a black woman who's very angry. Which is
I both want to be like, where were the PR people? But I'm also like, my God, I feel so sorry for the PR people who saw those words leave his mouth and go, no.
It's not good. It pissed me off a bit because I every time I look at that game, I think it looks really fun to play. Every time I see that game, I'm like, you know what? Hell, this gameplay looks cool. But I think I remember you being sort of interested because of the names behind it. Was it Gary Witter was writing and stuff like that? And you know, I was like, oh, this could be really promising. This could be a really cool game. But now I'm just sort of like, for fuck's sake, what have you done? Why have you decided to be like so racially insensitive, I guess is probably the word that
so completely off the boil. Like, yeah, every time I see it, I'm excited by that aspect of it, but like there's something about it which just looks
it
shit
just looks sort of me. Off, you're right. But the people
shit's definitely an exaggeration, you're right, you say off,
off is probably it always looks a bit off. A lot of the journalists that I follow that are like people of color or whatever that have been talking about it a lot as well are kind of like, nah, I'm done with it now. As well, like they were all interested. Like it was all the, oh, we've got a black protagonist, we've got a black female protagonist, oh, she looks really cool, oh, the actress is really cool as well, she seems really good. Oh, you've got
and
all this
she
cool
walks
lighting.
A bit hip hoppy.
Yeah. Now it's she walks a bit hip hoppy and she's an angry black woman. And it's like, nah, I'm done. Nah, let's not look at this anymore. We're done. So I hope that they can rethink some of that stuff. Yeah, I think off is the right word. I remember seeing one of the first trailer I thought looked really cool, and then the second trailer where they actually showed a bit more of the story and the way it plays out. I was like, this looks a bit off, and I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. There's something about the way the characters move and something away about that they talk and the way, yeah, it's a bit weird. Yeah.
It just doesn't
feel right.
It just doesn't look finished.
Yes.
And obviously it's not finished because it's not. But usually the bits they show in the trailer are the bits that look the most finished.
Yes.
And whenever I see that, it starts to ring like bing, ding, 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 bells. This is bad because like...
It's not
finished. If the bits they're showing you don't look... It's like that Poke V.
Yeah, I understand
what it's like that where I was watching that and there's so much stuff going on, but then the frame rate's there and you're just looking at it, you're like... There's something wrong here because I shouldn't be seeing
the frame rate. But although to be fair with the Dokkaebi thing, I assume it's just a matter of trying to get the frame rate at a solid performance, because everything else looked fine in that. Although there was a lot going on, it looked fine. And it doesn't have a release date. This one for Forspoken's released on the 25th of May next year.
Yeah, that's the concerning part to me.
The fact that it still looks off. And it's being launched on the 25th of May. Also, me and my friend were watching it earlier, and maybe not earlier, like last week or something, the new gameplay demo of it. And it's being made by a team called Luminous Productions.
Yes.
And as a big Final Fantasy fan, you can smell Final Fantasy 15 on the way it looks and the way it moves and the way the animation style works. And the fact that this is built on... an engine that is A, already usable, and B, has already put out a pretty good game. You know, all I said, like, the fact that this looks off means to me that, like, something's gone wrong in development somewhere. The fact that you go, oh, I look at the combat looks exactly like Final Fantasy 15, with a few more, you know, twists to it here and there. But we've seen what Final Fantasy 15 can do with that engine. Is it 10 years old now? Is it 10 years bloody old? 2016, so it's not 10 years old, it's 5. But that game's 5 years old now. That game we have seen, and it doesn't look as off as this does. You know, it doesn't look as weird. It looks perfectly fine. In fact, it's gorgeous, is Final Fantasy 15. And the fact that, like... they're using the same engine, they're using the same tools, they're, I think, using some of the same developers and you know, major players, even though I know 15 had its own troubles. It makes me think, you know what have you done wrong here? What have you done here to make it look so strange? I don't know. It's a weird one. I'm still excited for it. I'm still looking out for it. I'm still interested, but... It's doing a lot to put me off. It's working hard to make me not want to play it. I don't know.
Then don't.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I probably won't. To be fair, because it's going to be $70. so I probably won't play it. But, you know, I was interested, and it's putting in a lot of effort to make me not want to be interested. Yeah. What are you all doing anyway? What's your stuff? What is it? How are you?
What?
You heard?
What's your stuff?
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking
about... Yeah, what do you want? What is your thing? What are you doing? What's going on? What are you talking about?
I don't know what question you're trying to ask me, Adam. Just ask the question.
What have you been doing?
Oh, right. There we go. That's a question I fucking understand. Right.
Sure.
What have I been doing? I've been playing video games, mate. What do you think I've been doing? Yeah. That's all I do.
Fair. I've been starting to feel like I need to go outside.
Fucking traitor, mate.
You know, I've been like, I feel like maybe my life is a little bit like I want to not be here. Not here, but I want to, like, do something else, you know? I feel like my life is like, I go, oh, hey, I'm going to do some work. Oh, hey, I'm going to play, like, FF14. Oh, hey, I'm going to listen to music and do some work around it or whatever. Maybe I need to, you know, go outside a little bit. What do you think, Charlie? I know you work a lot. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, no, but I'm just such a homebody that I'm okay with it. I mean, I understand I want to go for walks.
I hate walking, but yeah.
But I fucking love a good walk. I love a good... Give me a walk. Let's go for a walk. Like, my girlfriend's the same. She won't come with me, so it's sad. But I think it's... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, obviously, because you go straight from your bed to the fucking desk where everything you do is. Especially us, who, like, are all of our main hobbies, to some extent, are on the fucking... are in the exact same chair that me and you, Adam, will work in.
I can only ever do so much stuff. I can go to bed, listen to music, go to my desk, listen to music, go to my desk, play a game, go to my desk, make a video, go to my desk, write an article. Go to my desk, listen to music. Fuck. Yeah, it's...
Like, I'm okay with it because I'm just such a homebody and I'm, like, distracted by all the things I need to do. So I'm just sort of go. But, yeah, no, I do understand. I 100% get where you're coming from.
I just feel like I need... There's something I need to do. I feel like there's something I need to do. You know, I need to go outside and do something. But I don't know what that is. I don't know what that would be. I don't enjoy playing. Well, I don't say I don't enjoy playing sports, but like there's not a sport that I want to go out and do specifically. You know, there's not a sport that I'm like, oh, I should go do this now. I don't typically. Like, I have a couple of friends that I don't currently live with, don't see every day that I want to be like, I don't know. I'm like, we should meet up, we should do something. But like, I'm like, what should we do? What could I do with that person? I don't know. Like, I don't want to do, because I used to go out, I guess, and like play card games. Like, for example, like I know Louis plays a lot of like Magic the Gathering and stuff. Like, we used to go and play card games or do D&D or something like that. And it's all the same sort of thing, but at the end of the day, I don't even know if I enjoy either of those things all that much. And I could do them from the comfort of my own home anyway, but that's kind of, I guess, not the point. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where I'm just quite introverted and insular, so it sort of works for me. But I think the vast majority of people I've spoken to feel exactly the same, but exactly the same as you do. I think there's...
It's taken me a while to feel like this, to be fair.
Yes, but yeah, it's difficult. And obviously... suspect it's probably only gonna get we'll see what happens.
I think
I don't think we'll shut down, but I do think you'll see a lot less events happening at some point.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I don't think for me it's like necessarily like a lockdown thing or anything like that. I just think it's like I feel like I'm getting to the age where I need to start doing something. You know, more than anything. Like, I need to develop a hobby that's not just sitting at my desk playing video games or listening to music. At some point, it would be nice to do that. Well, do you have any Louis? Tell me what hobby should I have? What hobby should I do?
You should play five-a-side football.
There you go.
I need to know four other people. I don't know four people.
You're talking to one of them.
There you go.
Are you saying one down?
Down?
I don't want to play football. That's like the last thing I want to do.
Well, you get Kevin Druid shirt. Represent Kevin.
Get a Kevin Druid shirt. Yeah.
I think he'd be good.
Are you saying you want to start a five-a-side football team, Louis?
Oh, maybe Bantz.
Oh, listen. If I was within proximity, I'd be involved. I'd be involved. We got three of us right here. SVGFC.
SVGFC.
I would absolutely get involved with the five-a-side football team with Charlie.
Yeah. There you go. It's just I could maybe, I don't know. There's something about that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like that's for me. I could play tennis with someone, maybe. That'd be fun.
Yeah, tennis. Tennis involves more movement than you think it does. Though.
I know.
It's hard, man. Oh, like, tennis is hard.
I know, but I know I enjoy that more than I enjoy football. I've never.
So, what's your opinion on badminton?
It's fun, but it's hard to hit the cock.
I love badminton, you know.
Mm.
I think badminton is a statement. I'm going to say I think badminton's underrated.
I think it's probably it's like tennis, but it doesn't get the showing of tennis, does it? It doesn't get the representation of tennis. Name a professional badminton player.
To be fair, I do think, like, because badminton's an indoor sport, isn't it? So it's played. I honestly think it's an easier sport.
I don't know if it's easier, but I don't know. Maybe
more accessible. I don't know if it is more accessible.
Surely it's just as accessible because
I think it's easier to play than tennis, probably.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I was saying.
I don't know if it is.
Not on like a top level technical thing. Maybe not, but no. I think. If you're on a basic level, I think it's probably easier to play, although I think tennis is more accessible because tennis is more popular.
You just need a ball and a racket for tennis, right? And that's easy to get.
You just need a shuttlecock and a racket.
Yeah, but shuttlecocks are slightly more specific, right?
I mean, if you're buying a tennis ball from somewhere, you can probably buy a shuttlecock.
I mean, you're right. You probably can. Yeah, it's not. They're probably the same price as well. Yeah,
I don't know what the price difference would be. In my head, a tennis ball should be cheaper, but I also think it's would be more expensive because there's more to it. A shuttlecock's just a piece of fucking plastic. Oh no.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless you're getting those feather ones, and if you're getting feather ones, come on now.
You think you're a professional badminton player, there, right?
Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
I know. I get you. I don't know. I enjoyed badminton. We played it in school. Because in my school we had loads of options for the last two years. For PE. So I chose badminton over something that I can't remember. And we played a bit of badminton. It was fun. I'm terrible because I've got no hand-eye coordination.
Sure.
That's just dyspraxia. But still, it was fun. It was enjoyable. I liked it. I don't know.
I love badminton.
Yeah, I do find it funny that, like you were saying, like I feel like it maybe is very underrated. Like you said, I could never name a professional badminton player, but I could name 10 professional tennis players, and they're basically the same game, right? I can name so many professional tennis players.
Yeah, it's weird how badminton doesn't have a Wimbledon, right?
I don't think so. Don't think so.
At least not one that I'm aware of. It doesn't have a Wimbledon level tournament.
No,
Wimbledon.
Not.
A tournament on the scale of Wimbledon.
Probably not.
You know, it will have a big. It will obviously have big events. Like every sport has major events, but it doesn't have one as well.
I mean, it has the Olympics,
and I feel like I wouldn't know probably half as many tennis players as I did if Wimbledon didn't exist.
Probably.
And it's like the general public knowing footballers because of the World Cup to some extent. You know, like I feel like if you ask the American general public, name a footballer, they name like Messi and Ronaldo.
Sure,
but like I don't know if they're going to be like fucking Leon Osman. Do you know what I mean?
No, almost definitely not.
Much to their disappointment, but yeah,
to be fair, you'd have to use their buzzword, wouldn't you?
With soccer.
It's the association football.
Association football, yeah.
Which is what soccer is.
Sure, yeah. You'd have to...
How many people could have named Hawkeye as a Marvel character before the MCU?
True.
Because I can tell you a fact, I fucking couldn't. I know who exists now, because he's shit.
He's just a dude with a bow and arrow. People who played Marvel vs. Capcom might be able to. I don't know. He was in one of those.
I played Marvel vs. Capcom, and I still couldn't even remember who the fuck Hawkeye was.
He's the dude with the bow and arrow. What?
Then we're watching bloody Avengers or whatever we were watching. And then this dude with a bow and arrow, and I'm who's that? My girlfriend goes, it's Hawkeye. And I'm like, who? Who?
It's the dude with the bow and arrow. It's Hawkeye. You know Hawkeye.
Badminton players are very much the same.
You're saying badminton players are Hawkeye?
I'm saying it works one way or the other. I don't know which way I've decided yet.
Hawkeye is a badminton.
I think that's maybe harsh on badminton players because I like badminton, but I don't.
But you don't like Hawkeye. Why do you not like Hawkeye?
I like archery, but I don't like Hawkeye.
Why do you not like Hawkeye?
Because he's shit. Who is who? In the words of Nicky Graham, who is he? Who is he? He's just some so. I don't know. Maybe it's because my only introduction. This is the problem. This is the problem with me and Hawkeye. My only knowledge of Hawkeye comes from the MCU films, of which I haven't seen all of them.
Uh-huh.
So to me, Hawkeye is just, you have all of these cool characters, and then there's some fucking
dude walking around in a
donut with a bow and arrow who, like, watched someone die, spoilers, and, like, and I'm like, bro, what is, how, and the person who died, I was at least like, this is someone I'm vaguely interested in. Hawkeye is just some...
Sure, but the person, you only know that person because
Robin
of
Hood wannabe you got above his station.
You only know that other person because of how big the actor or actress is.
Yeah, and also she's the only woman, so yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the only... Like, that character that person plays isn't particularly big either.
Oh, like, no, and I can't remember her name either. But the point is that... I was like, oh, there is a woman one. That is at least...
There is a woman one. There are a few of them now. There are a few of them now, the woman ones.
Yeah, there's that one who's... Not Scarlett. What's her name?
There's Scarlett Johansson. There's...
Scarlett Johansson. I mean, like, Olsen. The characters.
Elizabeth, yeah, but I'm Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch.
There you go. Yeah.
Captain Marvel. She's a woman one.
Oh, yeah. Good boy.
She's a woman one.
Not an Avenger. But was there at the end when they all started a big fight?
They did that. They had the big woman bit in the Avengers Endgame, and there was a lot of them there. Yeah. There was some of them.
When they were all together,
yeah.
And it was like, oh, here come the women, and then they're a bit.
What are you eating?
Belvita.
Belvita. Just on its own, just dry.
No, Belvita. Chocolate.
This is the most professional podcast I've ever heard of.
The point I'm making is that Hawkeye is shit, and he is comparable, popularity-wise. Badminton players are comparable, popularity-wise, to Hawkeye pre-MCU movie inclusion.
Sure.
But I would probably like badminton players more than I like Hawkeye.
Probably. They have a thing called the Thomas Cup. I think that's the big badminton tournament competition.
Would you have been able to name that if you hadn't just Googled it?
No, of course not. No.
There you go.
No. That's why I wanted to Google it and see what the hell was there. Well, the BWF Super Series. Oh. That sounds exciting and American, right?
It does sound American.
The BWF Super Series. It's just the word Super Series. Yeah, I think that it sounds very American to me. Whenever anything has a Super Series, I'm like, that's American. It could just be a series, right, with English.
The word series, yeah, it's just a very American... In sports terms, at least, it's a very American phrase.
Mm. Yeah, in sports in general, yeah. I don't know. I finished Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker. That was good. I managed to get to the end credits.
You managed to get into the game.
I managed to get into the game. I've been playing it on during the day on weekdays, you know, when everyone else is doing their own thing. Working, for example.
How is it? I've heard very good things.
It is very good. There are points... I don't want to spoil anything, just in case people who are watching are still playing it. There are points that I think go on way too long. Like a couple of areas that I think I'm like, okay, I'm done with this now. Could we not? The game at the end assumes that I've never seen a single anime in my life. with the way it sort of sets up its ending premises. Which I have, so all Why, of it was
Yugi,
predictable.
Does Yugi turn up?
Yes, Yugi turns up and he's like,
oh, I'm interested.
Oh, this is my final card, Xenos.
Kyber, you activated whatever. My trap card.
Yes, that one. Yeah. But in general, it's really cool, and the music is a step up for the MMO as well. Like, I think the music in Endwalker is better than the music in Shadowbringers, and Shadowbringers' music was really good. So that's a thing, right? There's one area. There's like the very last area. There's this song that's just playing, and it's genuinely one of the most emotional, like, areas I've seen in, like, this whole thing, and it's so good. Mostly because of the song, but...
Is it like that bit in Metal Gear Solid 4 where he walks through the hallway?
Yes. Yeah, it is exactly like that, actually. It's exactly like that.
I'm here for that.
There's also a bit of Old Man Fight Club at the end as well of FF1M Walker.
Oh, now you're saying all the right things. Is I know, what I'm saying. I know. You're activating all the correct parts of my brain.
It's very good. It's very good. I still don't know whether I would say it's like, because some people say it's the best Final Fantasy game. I don't think I would ever say that about anything in 14. Although I do think that there's one character, and I will say, to be fair, this character is called Alphano. He's one of the main characters. I will say, to be fair, he's had probably the most screen time of any character in the entire franchise, but he's also incredibly well developed. So, I mean, that's sort of one, it's sort of a good thing, but two, it's also kind of like, well, you have also had more screen time than any other character I've ever heard of. So, I mean, you're the main character of all the expansions.
Yeah, sure.
So you should have this much character development. The fact that you do is good, but you should have that much character development. But yeah, no, it's very good. It's a very good game. Would recommend if people are interested in Final Fantasy and MMOs. I will say a couple of bits I'm put off because it's an MMO. So there are areas where it's like, so you go to an area and there's this one NPC who's like, ah, you are this person. You are the only person to have set foot on this location for 5,000 years. And then you like turn around and there's like 20 dudes behind you or the other side of the building, like,
sure.
Just watching a cutscene or reading a book or something. I'm just like, are you sure, guy? Because there's like 20 other dudes over there. I don't feel like don't feel so special, you know? It doesn't feel so special if you're like the only person to have ever done this thing and there's just millions of other players doing the same thing. And I think personally that would be, in my idea, in my thoughts, personally, that is the one place where it just falls apart as an MMO. Like, if it wasn't an MMO, that would be a better, that would just be better.
I always hated MMOs where it's like, where your character is the chosen one. It doesn't work, man. The story just doesn't work because your immersion is just going to be broken by it's like in Destiny. It's like your guardian is like in a way the chosen one. I'm like, why can't he just be just another guardian? You know what I mean?
To be fair, they do it quite well in that for the most part you are an adventurer in quotation marks. So all the other players are just adventurers. So they're not necessarily like the warrior of light. You are the warrior of light, and the rest of the players are just adventurers. So in a way, it kind of works. And to be fair, it's not happened in other places in the series so far, because a lot of it is like you're in a war and there are loads of other adventurers there, which makes sense, or you're in certain places and that certain place is only a small instanced area, so only you have access to that place. But when they've got this big location that is a place where you need to explore and play the game and stuff like that, they can't instance off like the entire map. And so there are other players just running around, other adventurers. And it's only really this expansion where I've been like, you are the only, but there are like three places. You are the only person to have ever been in this place. And I'm like, but it doesn't work that way. And yeah.
And then the boys are like, hey,
I can see about five people over there right now.
Fortnite dancing and stuff. Like, yeah, it's. This is the first time I've in FF14 where I'm like, I've come up to this problem and my immersion's been tanked because of it, mostly because of the everyone's an adventurer thing, and I think that it works, but it's just because of these locations really, and it really does hamper my immersion in these big places, which is sad, but it is the drawbacks of being an MMO, right?
I can see why that would be very frustrating.
It's not necessarily frustrating or anything. It's just sort of like,
not frustrating, but immersion breaking the way you work.
It's just because of the way that it's worded more than anything as well. Like if they hadn't even like if they just dropped that you are the only person to have ever been here, like sure. You know, whatever, it's fine.
just a quick update. Lord Ahmed Al Mansour of Morocco has just come up to me and went, "It's time I told the world of your sins."
Oh, God.
All right, mate.
That's very imposing.
All I've done is methodically destroy an entire nation. I don't know what you want from me.
It's very imposing, right? Can you imagine if someone came up to you on the street and said that? What would you do? Would you fucking panic?
I'd probably knee-jerk reaction. I don't know. Try to attack the guy.
Well, really?
it would turn me hostile for some reason.
He's a complete stranger. He walks up to you in the street and he goes, "I must expose your sins to the world," and you just go, "What?"
And you go, "Listen here, Buster. All right, I'm coming for you." You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Very aggressive stance this guy's taken on me.
I think I would just be very confused more than anything. I think I'd, because I don't know this person, I'd just be like, "What do you mean? Who? What? Why?"
I sent some elephants over there just to let him know.
You need to send the elephants, Sam. You do.
Send the elephants.
Send the elephants. Send the elephants.
Send the elephants.
All right. Well, unless there's anything more that anybody else wants to talk about, that probably is the end of our little podcast for today.
Oh, I probably regret half the things we've said anyway, so I don't know if adding to that list is a smart idea.
I doubt it. It'll be fine.
Oh, there's nothing I regret saying. It's fine.
Exactly. So there will not be a podcast next week because next week is Christmas Day.
Jesus.
As I know, right? Next week is Christmas Day. How mad is that? So I do have to say thank you, everyone who has been listening to us over, you know, the last year. It's been really nice having people engage with us. Really nice having people just pop on by, and all that sort of stuff. I know there are people listening, which is, you know, I that's good.
I don't know if I believe that, but I'll take
you.
Your
don't
word
believe
for
that
it.
There are people listening.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, you've seen the figures. There are people listening. There may not be in the thousands or the millions like some people.
Or the tens.
We're close to the tens.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's better.
We're close to the tens. Yes.
Then shout out to everyone.
Exactly. Thank you very much, everyone. And I hope you all have a happy Christmas and that sort of thing.
We have a grand Christmas.
A grand Christmas. And we will be back. I don't know. Will we be? We'll talk. We will be back. We'll be back in the new year. Anyway, because the year after that, the week after that's New Year's Day. So whatever, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But yeah, I just want to say thank you. I know, right?
Damn it!
But we are doing, as per usual, our community stream tomorrow night. So come on, get involved, hang out with us, say hi. And let us know what you're doing for Christmas. I want to know. Having a nice time. Hope you're going to see your family and stuff. Be cool. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much as per usual. And we will see you next time, whenever that may be. Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.